And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the 97.3 The Fan Studios with the San Diego Harbor Police, so you better behave yourself today. We have Victor Brunuelos and Jeff Wohler here talking about Harbor Police stuff, the Harbor, San Diego Harbor Police Foundation, and a lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Entercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. That caught me off guard. I liked it.
We put a little fun in it.
They clearly know us well. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Great to be back in the studio. Thanks for covering while I was in Alaska, Rick.
Oh, man, we had a great time. There were some really fun shows, but we're talking about having fun. You had a good trip.
Oh, man, we got so lucky, and I gave the full diatribe last Sunday, and what a great trip. And Whalers Cove, again, continues to be just an epic thing, and just one of the go-to places.
Oh,
you've been there. It's just an awesome, awesome operation, and it's better than ever. They keep improving it, and it's now with the kayaks and everything, it's I can't wait to go back. It's just an awesome spot.
One of the things that we always talk about up there is how great the weather can be, and in particular how often the sea state is very calm and very comfortable. And it was very clear to see in all the photos that you put up on the Let's Talk Hookup different social media accounts, or Facebook and Instagram and things like that. You could see in the background it was like sheet glass water. It's crazy.
Every day.
Yeah, it's unreal that you can
every day
in an area that is, you know, kind of synonymous with weather and swell, and you know, Alaska, you always think big weather, and it was flat, calm and sunny the whole time, and
yeah.
It showed in every photo you guys had. It was really cool looking.
It was cool. I did write an article for our newsletter that was published this week. It was blasted out to everybody on
cool.
our newsletter list. If you missed the email blast, if you're not on our email list, you can sign up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. But you can also see that article on our latest post on the front page of our website. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see the latest post, which is Flat Calm Great Fishing is the title
nice.
Of the story. And then you also see our feature photo of the week, Heather Malin with a beautiful Dorado and Loretto. And then tuna fried steaks with the recipe that Yanni gave a couple weeks ago.
So nice.
All that's on the front page of our website. So check out that article. It gives a little description about our trip to Whalers Cove. But what we have on hand today, Lieutenant Victor Bruñuelos is here. Good morning, Victor.
What's up, Victor? Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for coming today. We appreciate that. And you brought your buddy Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Great
to be here.
Great to have you. So, Victor, you guys at the San Diego Harbor Police do a lot for boaters and such like that, but you also do a lot of outreach, too. And that's one of the reasons you're here today, is to talk about some of the outreach you do. And talk about that kids program that you just
did. Yeah, really cool.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that was a great event that we had. It was the first ever. Basically, what we ended up doing is we do an event called Coffee with a Cop. And that's an event where we actually buy coffee and have a bunch of people come and show up. And we provide the coffee and just try to talk to people and have conversations. But it's called Coffee with a Cop. So we're thinking, you know, let's do something unique. Let's do something original. And we thought about fishing, since we're right next to the best fishing fleet in pretty much California, right? So we hooked up with Ken Frankie. We hooked up with Friends of Rollo and our association, and talked about getting some kind of program together for kids. And we wanted to target kids that were underprivileged and probably didn't have a chance to go fishing. So we ended up doing something called Fish with a Cop. And that event turned out to be a blast. It happened on June 27th this past year. And we took 27 kids out that had never been fishing before. Actually, one of them had been fishing. They caught a stingray or something on the bay from the shore. But we ended up getting a half day, which was a dolphin. Friends of Rollo ended up sponsoring the dolphin. And we took them out, 27 kids, 27 cops. We partnered with the San Diego City Schools Police Department as well, because we almost ran out of cops.
That's so
cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. And we took them out on a half day, and that included picking them up from school, giving them a police escort all the way to the docks.
Right. So in the police cars?
That's cool.
Well, we had a bus.
Oh, okay.
A school bus, just so you know. a school bus, thanks to the school, they provided that bus. We brought them over. We gave
them
an escort.
But you had the escort in front and back. That's
exactly.
So cool.
We had escort front and back with a police car, so we were safe. brought them over here and brought them over to the Sport Fishing Association, gave them some lunch and a briefing on safety, and then, you know, took it out and kind of just let it unfold how it went, and it went really good. The kids got a lot of fish.
Got a lot of fish?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What a great experience for the kids.
And a great idea. The whole thing, that's awesome.
Yeah. Jeff, you were on the trip?
Yeah, I was part of the deal. The foundation supported it. We put together some just beautiful T-shirts for all the officers and the kids. And like Vic is saying here, this is just sort of the initiation of our relationship with Grace W. Perkins Elementary School in the Barrio Logan. We've formally adopted that school now, and we're starting a number of programs to really create a relationship and mentorship for these students. Unfortunately, that school's got a 40% homelessness ratio.
Wow.
So we'll be working on that in conjunction with our support of the school in many different ways, not the least of which is a career day where mm-hmm. we're going to bring in a number of companies and within the Port Tenant Association to give these kids an idea about what's possible for them. We're starting a Read with a Cop program where officers will go to the school and read, in particular to the lower grades, the K through third grade kids. But basically, this is just the beginning of our relationship with the school. We've got them hooked up with the Midway Museum for field trips.
Wow.
They couldn't afford field trips in the past. They didn't have the money even for the transportation. So we're really excited about that sort of stuff.
Now, what is the goal of doing this kind of interaction with kids?
So most of these kids really don't have a support person in their life that they can look up to, uh-huh. a mentor, someone that they can aspire to possibly be. You know, we'd love for them to all be Harbor police officers in the future, or engineers, or electricians, or ship fitters, or fishermen, you know. Give them an option other than what they normally see in their day-to-day life, which is a little bit bleak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to sustain a relationship. In other words, you know, the Fish with a Cop was a great event to start it off, but we want to maintain meaningful adult contact with these kids and provide a mentorship relationship. A lot of the kids, unfortunately, have suffered adversity through their life. They score very high in something called an ACE exam or an ACE survey, where they have things that they've experienced, like, for example, having a parent incarcerated or maybe coming from a single-parent family or having someone in their family that is addicted to alcohol or drugs. Things like that that most typical families don't necessarily or don't always worry about, but these kids don't worry about a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So scoring high on that, they're at risk. And we want to help them. We want to do
That's
as much
cool.
as we can to
I dig it.
Steer
yeah.
them.
Yeah, and what a great thing to get these kids comfortable with being around police officers and knowing that they can look up to police officers and such like that. What an important thing.
Yeah, no,
absolutely.
And that was one of the goals, you know,
yeah.
just get them out there. We actually weren't in full uniform, so that kind of took some of the effect away.
Uh-huh.
But we're still.
Were you packing?
Yeah, well, we were packing. Yeah. We were in Mexican waters. So.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, you were in Mexican waters?
We were not in Mexican waters.
No, yeah, no, you don't want to be in packing in Mexican waters.
No,
for
no,
sure.
Sorry.
For sure. So that's a good question. So when a police officer goes fishing, do you have to consciously say, okay, we're going into Mexican waters, I got to leave my piece at home?
Well, I mean, you just got to remember, when you go fishing, you got to remember that you can lose anything overboard. So
yeah,
don't
yeah.
bring anything you want to lose.
Yeah.
Obviously, your rods
gotcha.
That you have to bring. But
yeah, yeah. Roger, I get that. No doubt about
Definitely
it.
Definitely not going packing to Mexico.
No, you don't do that because guns are illegal in Mexico. We
yeah.
all know that for sure. So let's talk about San Diego Harbor Police. And you've been with the force for how many years?
20 years.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. No kidding.
Right.
20
years, yeah.
20 years on the force. And kind of what are the jobs that you do as a police officer?
So the Harbor Police is we're the law enforcement arm for the Port of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know that. They think we work for the city or that we're like a branch from the city police department. We actually work for the Port of San Diego. We're about 140 to 145, depending on the day, strong as far as sworn officers. And we have three main jobs, and one is protecting San Diego Bay, both, you know, by land and by sea. Two, we also patrol the airport. We're actually contracted to supply law enforcement to the airport 24/7, and then also the entire waterfront, that whole water district, the hotel district, the businesses, and all the restaurants, the parks,
wow.
what's called the Tidelands. That's our jurisdiction. So we do law enforcement services for that around in San Diego Bay.
All throughout that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what keeps us busiest is probably the land, because there's a lot of regular crime issues,
sure.
you know, property crimes, quality of life, and whatnot on the beat. But the boats do get busier during the summer season, as we've
Not
experienced
sure.
the last few weekends. But, yeah, we have 24/7 coverage on the boats. And also one thing that a lot of people don't know is that we are the marine firefighters on San Diego Bay. So
wow.
our boats,
I didn't know
that. Yeah, if you see our boats, they're big fire boats, actually. They're painted blue to differentiate from a fire. department, but they have monitors on the roof and on the bow and on the stern, so you can actually shoot water, and they're capable of shooting a lot of water out, I want to say 1,800 gallons per minute, depending on what you're shooting it with. And obviously we have complete hose lays ready to go on the stern, and if you guys got to come out, we'll give you guys a tour and show you the boats and show you the equipment and do the demonstration. But
I know they replaced the boats a few years ago with these really super high-tech, bigger boats that make large wakes, by the way.
Yeah, all boats can make large wakes.
Yeah.
I know a lot about large
wakes.
They're
heavy, right? They probably carry a lot of water. That's probably why, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're actually very flat. In the sense that the hole isn't very deep, they only have draw about 32 inches, is not much at all for a large boat.
That size,
40, they're 39 to 40 feet long, depending on the day.
Mm-hmm.
They can cause wakes, but not like our old boats. Our old boats were Livsays, and they were really good work boats, but they were a lot heavier, and they drew about 4 feet. So with 4 feet in the water, then you got a lot more displacement of water and you cause large wakes. So
you can get into, there's some shallow spots that you need to get into in San Diego Bay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So the boats are jet propelled, which gives us very good maneuverability. Cool. And we're able to sneak into, you know, anywhere.
Sure.
They are a little loud because they're jets and they throw a lot of water around.
Yeah.
But,
the joystick operation?
No joystick. They have, we just have like a steering wheel that controls the direction of the propulsion, and then you have to maneuver it with some throttles.
Yeah.
So.
What an interesting amount of additional training that one would need though, because you're a firefighter as well as a safety officer, as well as a, you know, step, that kind of thing. So got to be a lot of extra stuff that everybody needs to deal with when on Harbor Police.
Yeah, absolutely. We spend a lot of time training our folks. And, you know, obviously they have to go to a police academy for the first 6 months. After they graduate that, then they have to go into field training. And then sometime during that field training, which usually takes about 6 months, they have to do what's called an onboarding academy. And we're actually starting one Monday. That onboarding academy, we teach them how to do firefighting, how to do how to use our less lethal munitions, how to prepare for like hazmat situations. We go into our own particular weapons, not necessarily our sidearms, but like, you know, our pepper ball guns, less lethal shotguns, tasers, stuff like that. We keep them busy, and there's just a lot of training that goes on.
I would have to think so. I mean, covering all the things that you had mentioned, both, you know, on the water and then just the area surrounding and the airport, there's got to be so many different situations that one would run into.
Yeah, it's one of the challenges of a harbor cop, because one day you're going to be enforcing laws at the airport, and you have to pull in a different set of a different code, different rules, and you've got a lot of federal and civil regulations that help there. Completely different there on the water. So in the water, it's the same thing. It's a different code. Harbor's a navigation code, which is not typically the penal code like, you know, most cops do, most traditional law enforcement agencies. They stick with the municipal codes, penal code, and vehicle code, right? And then health and safety and some other stuff that has to do with drugs and that kind of thing. But on the water, you have to pull out a different code and, you know, all the things.
Got to know it all.
It's a lot of stuff.
As an officer for 20 years on the force, have you done it all? Have you done the airport? You've done the water? You've done the
absolutely. All
the waterfront?
All our officers rotate. For the most part, they're assigned to patrol. They rotate any given day. They can work either airport, patrol, or boats.
No kidding.
Yes. Some of us have, you know, I've been lucky enough to work all the assignments for many years. I was lucky enough to be on the boats for 4 years straight. And it was awesome. You know, you get to really specialize in one portion and spend so much time out there, you get to know the water and kind of get addicted.
The spots. I can imagine. Now, with the new shelter and launch ramp, that's created a whole new deal for you guys to kind of oversee and watch over. Have you seen any issues with the new launch ramp, or what's going on there?
Well, I mean, one, we're fascinated by the launch ramp. It's a beautiful launch ramp. I hope you guys have been there. It's super big, super plentiful space. You can go there, and we can get boats in and out. In fact, we just helped a boat that started taking on water a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't very busy. We were able to fit our boat, side tie it, give it off to Vessel Assist so they can put it on the trailer, and there was plenty of space. But this is on a weekend, so the best part about it is it's so big. Yeah. We also have a close working relationship with the Outboard Boating Club there. They volunteer to have basically to do safety surveys and to kind of oversee the launch ramp. So we help them out a lot. Their responsibility is to make sure that everybody goes in safely and kind of just monitor that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's been good. I think, you know, we definitely missed it last year. Our Shelter Island, like, for example, our 4th of July was closed. Last year it was super packed at the, on the island, you know, because we let the parking go. But this year it was a little bit better because we had boating traffic coming in and out of Shelter Island. So.
And that's another thing you guys have to watch over, 4th of July and the parking situations on the different islands and the waterfront and stuff like that. That's is it all hands on deck on that day?
Pretty much.
And then some.
And then some.
We've gotten lucky. We've leveraged our relationships, and we have the FBI helping us out. We have Homeland Security Investigations helping us out. We have the Coast Guard helping us out. Other state and locals. We partnered up a little bit with Coronado PD this year. And it's an all hands on deck. Everyone that's not on vacation is going to work.
It's going to work 4th of July.
Yeah, and it's one of those things. If you're going to be a harbor cop, you got to assume you're going to work 4th of July.
Yeah, no doubt. You're working.
On a basis of other harbors, because we have a lot of listeners in Los Angeles and Newport and Orange County and such like that, all the way up the coast, up and down. How does San Diego Harbor Police compare to other harbors? Say, like, does San Pedro have their own harbor police? Does Long Beach? Does Newport? Do you know any of that? Or?
Yeah, I do. We spent some time. We have this the Port of Los Angeles has a maritime law enforcement training center up there. Mm-hmm. And we have instructors that actually go and teach up there on a part-time basis. And we send all our recruits, all our officers up there at some point. But we get to learn a lot about the local, state and locals throughout California. So we're actually very unique. San Francisco Police Department has a boat unit. They have a full-time dedicated boat unit, and that's all they do.
Okay.
Same thing with Oakland. Then you go down the coast. Everyone's a little bit different. L.A., for example, L.A. Port Police has a port police specific for their bay, but they really concentrate more on the commercial side. L.A. Sheriff's Department has a small contingent of people that work on the water, for example, in Monterey.
Newport.
Newport is Orange County Sheriff's Department.
Oh, Orange County.
Yeah, so everyone's a little different. They all have some sort of responsibility during a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But down here in San Diego, we have like the bulk of the job down here. We do the fire, we do the emergency services, we do all the law enforcement, and it's a very large bay. I mean, we cover a lot of water.
Are you tied in with San Diego Police Department at all, or is it two completely different entities?
We're two completely different entities.
So that's unique, right?
It is. Yeah. But we work very closely together. Obviously, we're surrounded by them on both.
Sure, absolutely.
In the downtown portion, we have their central division and then their western division in Point Loma. But we work with them very closely, and we, you know, establish partnerships. Nowadays in law enforcement, you can't do anything by yourself. You have to be able to get along with your partners and do as much as you can together.
Wow,
collaboration.
Fantastic.
And, you know, it's really unique with the Harbor Police in that, you know, they are under the umbrella of the Port of San Diego, so they don't receive any taxpayer funding for their police department. So all of the revenue that's generated throughout the port from rent and leaseholds and fees, docking fees and those sorts of things, they go to support the entire port, of which the Harbor Police is a component.
Okay.
A large component, probably fiscally. They're probably the most expensive component for the Port of San Diego.
Sure.
Which is why we had this great idea to start a foundation so that we could actually do this outreach that we're talking about with human trafficking, fishing with a cop, mentoring program at Grace W. Perkins Elementary, homelessness, those kinds of things weren't really possible under the last go-around up until this year when we started the foundation, so we could actually fund those kinds of programs.
Wow, that's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about. We want to talk more about the foundation and the future plans of the foundation and some of the things that Victor's been involved with on the bay. Some have a lot of questions, I'm sure, from our listeners.
Yeah, this is going to be great. The phone lines are already packing up. I can see the calls lining up. And so many cool questions and a unique opportunity to speak with Victor, speak with Jeff. Going to be a great time and a great show. And we want to hear from you this morning. If you'd like to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, we would love to hear from you. We have one single phone line that's still available. We've got a lot of show, and we're going to be getting your phone calls today. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. 888-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan this morning. Adam is standing by to grab your call. And this is going to be a very unique and interesting show. Really looking forward to it. Lots of great questions. I got a lot of questions for Victor. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we really want to hear from you. And in addition to having this great show, we are giving away such a killer prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And it's a brand new Anza Fish Pro Series knife. This is the 6S, which is Raymond, the lead fish cutter at Fisherman's Processing. That is his, like, signature favorite knife. So, you know, a knife that Anza created based on expertise of all the boys at Fisherman's Processing. I know Raymond had a lot to do with that. Sean had a lot to do with it. And just a really, really cool opportunity for one lucky caller. This is a high-dollar, extremely high-end knife that'll last you forever. Everything you know about a custom Anza knife. And somebody's going to win one of those at the end of the show today. Again, the Anza 6S from Anza Knife. So an awesome, awesome opportunity. Again, if you want to get through, talk some fishing, have some fun, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Phones are packing up again. If you want to get your opportunity to get in, have some fun with us, talk to Victor, talk to Jeff, join in the fun here on Let's Talk Hookup, 833-288-0973.
All right. Jack Nielsen wanted me to remind everybody that Del Marsh left us 10 years ago today.
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and Del and I share a birthday. He left us 2 days before his birthday. And 10 years ago, can you believe that? He would have been 90 coming up on Monday.
So. Del was a heck of a good guy.
Del was a legendary guy, no doubt about it. And we miss a guy.
No doubt about that, buddy.
For sure. So, anyway, back to talking about Harm Police. You know, one of the things that brings to mind when we're talking about Shelter Island Launch Ramp are illegal charters. I know you guys really on the illegal charter program now. And what constitutes an illegal charter, and what are the penalties for an illegal charter?
So actually, we had a section on the books. It's 4.37 of our Unified Port District Code. It really has to do with sport fishing charters. So, and that was specific to sport fishing charters. So what we're actually doing right now is we're in the process of updating that or amending that ordinance, and that's actually something that we're working on right now. We actually have a draft that is actually going out to the Coast Guard for review, and once we have that reviewed, we're going to go ahead and put that out and do some outreach for our public. But what we're trying to do is really enhance public safety out on the water.
Right.
There's a lot of, as you guys know, marine operators are, they range from anything from renting boats to doing a wine tour to doing a whale watching tour or a fishing trip. So it's not just fishing boats that are going out there that are required to have some of these things like such as licenses. They're required to have insurance. They're required to have specific safety equipment.
Sure.
So we have had incidents throughout the last 10 years in San Diego Bay, and unfortunately some of them have not gone so well. So public safety is the main key there with illegal charters.
Illegal charters. Yeah, I mean, there's just, you look on one hand, somebody that's doing it the right way, paying fees to the port, paying their license fees, keeping their boat properly Coast Guard inspected and maintained, making sure safety is a first hand. And at the same time, if a guy's got a boat on Craigslist and reaching out to people, you just never know what you're putting yourself into, a boat that's not inspected, not up to safety precautions, just some guy
perhaps
who wants
the guy's
to go
not
fishing.
Licensed.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. And, yeah. I'm with you. I mean, it's such a big deal for the guys that are doing it. Because the people that are doing it right, that have your safety in mind and are following the rules, it's an expense. It's a major expense for them to do it right. And so that's why a private charter costs some extra money. To do it legally and safely, it's not an inexpensive proposition. And to be able to, combat guys that are just have a boat and jump on Craigslist, I think that's a really big deal.
What are the penalties? If you guys catch somebody that's an illegal charter, what happens?
Well, so for us, if somebody was violating our ordinance, it would be a misdemeanor. And they can get a ticket or go to jail and go to the jail for up to 1 year. So that's typically the punishment for a misdemeanor. However, most of the punishments are civil assessments that the Coast Guard does. So the Coast Guard can fine and or cite them for some kind of civil violation. For example, operating a six-pack charter without a marine license. So if you don't have a Coast Guard license to do commercial activities, then you can face civil penalties.
Which can be pretty sizable.
Which can be very sizable,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, that's just one thing. And I know you guys are cracking down, so those of you that are running illegal charters out there, watch out.
Not worth it.
Because they're going to catch you,
it's
right?
Not worth it.
We're going to do a campaign, hopefully by this fall. We'll have that ordinance sorted out, and we'll send it out for public outreach. And then we still have to do some other steps to make that go into law. But once that goes into law, we will be definitely enforcing, working with the Coast Guard, working with our regional partners to ensure that everyone's out there is safe. And we have a fair, safe, and public safety is the main
aspect
of that.
Well, our phones are packed up, but in the meantime, let's find out what's biting in the Baja, Rick.
You got it, buddy. It's time for our catch report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Hey, 2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook. It was light enough for your live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. What was the answer? It was the Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or in a standard hook. You can get them right now. They are in stock everywhere. That was a hook that people were dying to get, and they just kind of slowly filtered in. But all sizes available now. It is a fantastic hook. Gamakatsu really, really hit the mark with that. It's exactly as they say. It's a heavy gauge wire, but it's not so heavy that it's dragging your bait down. They just nailed it. It's a great hook. You can find it at selected tackle shops and be ready to get bit. Let's head down to the Baja. We're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Hey, cast man.
Hey, Pete, were you gone?
Yeah.
You weren't missed.
I know. That's a good thing. Hey, you know what, Cass? After 27 years, almost 28 years of doing this, that's a good thing. I like it.
Anyway, I want to congratulate you for finally getting some class on the show and classing up the show with two of my law enforcement brothers on there.
Yeah, Cass is a former LAPD. So.
Oh, Rick. Oh,
wow. LAPD. Remember, LAPD is the varsity. Everybody else is JV.
Oh!
never heard that one before.
Anyway, it's good to have the boys on the show, and they're doing great work. I'm glad to see that somebody was able to pick up the slack after I retired. Anyway, Pete, the Dorado's still going off at in Loretto there. Not a lot of big fish, which is kind of unusual. You know, they're the smaller fish, 5 to 15 pounds, an occasional bull, but not like they normally have this time of the year with the big bulls in there. But and they're still getting some yellowtail there, which is kind of strange because the water temperature's really up there. And the same thing's going on in La Paz. You know, they finally got a good amount of tuna going in there off Muertos Bay and out to Punta Perico and that south end of Sorabo Island there, Roca Montaña. I've got a good tuna bite going on there, but here again, they've also got a good Dorado bite going, and they're getting a little bigger grade of Dorado there, but still some cold water yellowtail being caught. And, you know, some nice fish, 30-pounders. And, of course, there's also some dog snapper. And you're moving down the coast there to the East Cape, down to San Jose del Cabo. Cabo San Lucas there, a lot of Dorado. You know, it's been Dorado the last couple of weeks. The tuna is starting to come on in bigger numbers there at the usual spots, the Iman, the San Luis, Vino Rama area there. And there was reports of a 3 or 350 tuna caught off the Outer Gordo on a live skipjack. They were out there fishing for marlin, and this tuna took the bait, and nice fish. So there's some big fish out there, and a few wahoo starting to show up in the count. But keep in mind too, this time of year we start getting some of those tropical storms coming up, and there's been a couple of fronts coming up that's caused a little bit of rain and some heavy seas and wind, but no major hurricanes yet. But we're getting into that time of year, so just be cautious when you're down there. But anyway, Pete, that's the report for this week. Still got some openings on the El Salto trip, January 10 to 14 with Corey. Anybody wants to join us on that trip, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next week. I'm going down to San Quintin to fish the Pesca La Baja tournament. My buddy Joe won the bottom fish category there last year, and he's got to go down and defend his title. So we'll be fishing that tournament on Saturday.
Well, say hi to Juan for us, and good luck on the tournament, and have a great trip.
All right, man. Take care.
Talk to you next Saturday. Well, next Saturday, of course, we'll be talking to Cass live from El Cajon Ford.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting.
Our final San Diego County Ford dealer remote, so that's going
to
be great.
The El Cajon Ford show is a really fun one to come out to.
Yeah.
If you haven't before, it's a big crowd. El Cajon Ford is a very, very fisherman-friendly focused dealership, and that's a really, really fun show. Big crowd, lots of prizes. That's a fun one.
And your last chance to qualify for that big prize on the Royal Star, too, the fly-down, fly-back four-day trip.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
And the trip on the Blackjack.
Your own charter, Shimano rods and reels.
Yeah.
We got so much.
And Hydros, we're giving away an Anhydros setup.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with that, AFCO makes a set of foul weather gear called the Anhydros, and it is the single highest end piece of foul weather gear. It is not cheap, you know, but if you're looking for extreme quality, I mean, you know, this will be close to $1,000 set of foul weather gear.
Oh, yeah.
It is a fantastic prize, and it's the best on the market for sure.
So join us next Saturday, 1 week from today, El Cajon Ford, 7 to 9 a.m. It's going to be great. We're going to have the one and only Wayne Cotto from
CCA. Great.
Yeah, it's going to be there talking about CCA and all the great projects he's been doing and stuff like that. And, of course, you out there and the Shimano Casting Contest, and it's going to be a fun time. time.
So looking forward to it.
Wait for the day. It's going to be a good time.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Victor, talk to Jeff. Let's jump right into them and talk to Dave, who's calling us from ANZA this morning. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. A great choice of the guests you have on the show today. Should be a lot of great information. You know, I do a lot of boating down there on San Diego Bay. In fact, we have a slip there this next week. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm always glad to see you guys on patrol when you're out on the water. And my question for you is about that California boat card that's being phased in right now. You know, I'm lucky I'm in the last group that's going to need one down the road. So I just kind of wonder, what kind of enforcement are you going to have on this? Are you going to do spot checks, or is it going to be like a driver's license? If you get pulled over, just have one on you.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, luckily for you and for everybody, we don't have to, starting in 2020, which is January 1st, people that are 35 years of age or younger are required to have one. So the voter card is being phased in with a new group every year, and luckily at this point it's just an infraction. We haven't given out a lot of tickets for that. That's just one of those pieces of boating equipment. Again, it's not required for people that are just renting a boat. It's only required for people that own or live in California. So that voter registration card is going to be something that's going to be required, and we're going to ask for it just like we do your registration and possibly some of the safety equipment on your boat if you get stopped. But we're not going to be doing random checks, pulling people over for no reason, just to check for that boater safety card.
What's the purpose for the boater safety card?
It really comes down to safety, sir.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, the Coast Guard keeps a lot of statistics about boating accidents,
uh-huh.
And a lot of the boating accidents has to do with inexperience and just people that don't really know the rules on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one tool to help educate the public and help them have a successful boating trip, because you got to remember, like, people drive their cars every day. Like,
right.
You go to work, you go to your family's house, whatever you go, right? But you do it all the day, and it becomes routine.
Right.
Boat is a different story.
Right.
You know, unless you work on the water, if you play in the water all the time, you don't necessarily use them all the time. So people are not as familiar with it. So that's actually one of the key reasons why people get into accidents is not being familiar with their equipment or inexperience.
I gotcha.
So this hopefully will help educate people and give them some of the tools and some of the education they need to have a safety on the water.
And they're phasing it in by age group.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So in January, people 20, 35 and under will need to have one.
Yes, January 1st of this year, of 2020.
Yeah.
Right now it's 25 and under, so they jump 10 years. And then after that, it'll be 40, 45, respectively, five-year increments.
Okay.
It's kind of phased in. It just started in 2018 with people that were 20 years and younger. So.
And how do you get a California boat card?
The best way is just to go to the California website, Department of Boating and Waterways, and you can apply online. I want to say it's a $10 fee, and you have to take a boat safety
an online safety test.
Online safety test.
Oh, okay.
And you can do that online and basically get your boat safety card.
Okay.
That's great info. See, I didn't know that either. If you fish and, you know, your son is really into it and he's got the ability of going, or daughter or whatever, but not of that age, that's something that is required and potentially could receive an infraction should there be an issue, but fixed by literally just jumping online, taking the safety course, showing that you are familiar and educated, and away you go.
Yeah, and there are some exceptions. Like I said, renting a boat, or maybe someone that has a merchant marine credential. You know, mm-hmm. They already have their 100-ton. They don't have to have a boater safety card. They already have their credentials.
Yeah,
so
for sure. Hey, Dave, good
That's
question.
Great call.
Thanks
yeah,
a lot
good
for
info.
The call this morning. Let's go live to the Tribune. Captain Mike Pritchard's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got one of those credential things.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't need the voter card, okay?
So we're catching some fish here this morning. For the most part, yellowfin tuna fishing has been very, very good lately. Our first kelp of the morning here, we're catching yellowtail, but I think we're right around 60. Pretty good picking. Very, very good fishing here recently, though. We had limits of yellowfin a couple different days this week. Some bluefin to go with it. And the majority of the yellowfin are, you know, like in the 12 to 20 pound range with a few bigger ones, and the bluefin are in the 20 to 40 pound range. So really nice way to fish here locally.
That sounds great, Mike, and it's close to home too, right?
As nice as this weather is, let me just say it's really crowded.
I can imagine. Flat calm, right?
It is really, really crowded right now. Yeah, it is. Easy one day range. You know, we kind of just idle out here throughout the night, and we're on the grounds first thing in the morning. Definitely ideal. And as close as we're fishing on a one-day trip, man, you almost get a full day in. So it's, kind of makes sense to do one of these over a day-and-a-half trip right now.
Well, that's great. And, boy, to be at 60 yellowtail by 7:45 in the morning, there's certainly some great fishing to be had, Mike. And now, nice that yellowfin has provided so much great action for us. And I know that when you were on last week, you said it was a nice grade of fish. It wasn't giants, but it sure wasn't little footballs either. Just a nice, good, biting, fun grade of yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, no, really, about as ideal as you can get. You know, you still have a chance to put on some big numbers on a one-day trip, and, you know, they're going to pull drag. You can get them on the popper. Just a fun size to fish with. You know, you can try different jigs, flat falls, or like little cold snipers, and once you get a few of them on the boat, you go to the popper, and you start having a lot of fun with that.
That's fantastic. Great. Mike, is there much jig striking to be had? We had a caller last week kind of asking about jig strikes in this yellowfin tuna and if they were biting the troll, and if so, what was stopping the boat?
You know what? For some reason, there has not been a whole lot of jig strikes. The cedar plug seems to be working, or if there's something that gets bit over the feathers, I'd say probably the cedar plug. But for this, the amount of yellowfin around, for whatever reason, not getting a whole lot of jig strikes. The dolphin don't seem to be packing yellowfin yet either, so it's... there's plenty of fish around, but the best way to do it, a lot of this stuff, is you see these fish up breezing around or jump, and you just stop and start fishing them.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds
man.
Really good.
Yeah, that's great,
Well,
Mike.
If somebody wants to ride the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing, you're doing overnight trips?
We're doing overnight trips. I'm pretty sure tomorrow night is sold out. Monday night may be sold out as well, but there was some room throughout the week. Then next weekend, we have a sold-out two-and-a-half day. But if you want to get on midweek, I think there's still room. Give C4th Landing a call, 619-224-3333 or c4thlanding.com.
All right. Sounds like you better get on the deck and catch some fish. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. Appreciate that very much, and always nice to hear from you.
Thanks for taking
the time. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and more of this great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower four strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. We just heard Mike talking about great yellowfin tuna, bluefin tuna, yellowtail fishing. What are you recommending at the shop right now for that?
Man, if I was going on a trip to target that yellowfin tuna, it would probably be Tranx 400. For the sake of fun, it's a small reel that fits in your hand, very, very capable of that yellowfin tuna fishing. And the main reason I would like it is for what Mike said. After you've caught two or three on the live bait and you want to go cast a popper or you want to cast a 42-gram Colt Sniper or Colt Sniper stick bait, something like that, you want to talk about the most perfect reel. Tranx 400 holds plenty of line, fits in your hand, lots of power, and an easy casting reel.
Load that up with Max Quattro, Power Pro Max Quattro.
You
put it on a Terramar rod. Oh, man,
done.
What a setup.
Done deal.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fantastic. So that's a perfect addition to your arsenal. The Tranx 400, kind of an intermediate-based level wine reel that's kind of brainless, really.
Yeah,
amazing.
I love it because it's small enough to catch a calico bass, but robust enough to go catch a tuna. You'll use that reel from half day to day and a half fish, and it's a great choice.
Check it out. Tranx 400 is your local Shimano dealer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, phones are packed. They want to talk to Jeff and Victor, so let's go ahead and jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump right back in and talk to Mario? Mario's called us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Hey, Mario, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on the show. Really excited that you're on Let's Talk Hookup. I have a 23-foot center console, and I'm wondering, on my boat, what kind of safety equipment I should have if I get inspected, and if there's any other safety considerations to take into account.
Okay, good.
Great question, yeah.
Yeah, great question, Mario. Thanks for calling. So the best thing for you to do is you got to check all your equipment. So you got to go from bow to stern and make sure you have your proper lights. You said 23-foot powerboat, right?
Yeah, center console, yeah.
So that means that you're going to have your running lights, you're going to have a stern light, and you're going to have something that basically gives you a sound signaling device. Do you have any kind of horn on the boat, or do you have like your own handheld?
Well, I have both.
Okay. And then in addition to that, you want to have definitely life jackets for everybody that's on board. So depending on how many passengers you carry, you want to make sure that the life jacket is made for the person that you're supporting. If you have anyone that's under 13, they have to have, just remember that, that's also a new law. Anyone that's under 13 has to have a life jacket on, doesn't matter what
all
the size of the boat is, yes, mm-hmm. for recreational boats.
And of appropriate size.
Of appropriate size. So the other thing you want to have is you want to have communication. So like depending on how far you go out there, a good marine radio is going to help you, is going to be your landline to basically emergency services. And that's one of the great things here in San Diego. We have the Coast Guard that is here 24/7, our fleet as well, that can help do search and rescue. You know, hopefully you don't need that, but that's your first line. If you have any kind of emergency, you want to be able to call us on either VHF 16, or if you have cell service, you can call 911. However, it's usually better to use a marine radio when you're out on the water.
I can't imagine anybody going offshore without a marine radio, but is marine radio a requirement or just a very obvious suggestion and safety tool?
Well, it's a requirement for commercial operations, but for recreationals, it's a very, very recommended
tool.
Yeah,
you'd be crazy not to have it, but it's not necessarily...
Exactly. Yeah. If you're just going out kayaking, you don't.
I would still. There'd be no way. Even in a kayak, I wouldn't bring a handheld.
Yeah.
There's no way.
And they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
You get inexpensive VHF radios for and that way you're talking to the Coast Guard right now instead of having to call 911, talking to Coast Guard and such like that.
Yeah.
What about an anchor? That's something that a lot of people in a small boat don't remember, and it's not required, but it's a pretty critical thing, right?
Right. Having some ground tackle is actually very important, because if you're in shallow waters, or let's say you're approaching a surf break, a lot of people come out and they don't know that there's a surf break right outside Point Loma. It's called Rouse. I'm sure some surfers that may be listening know about that. But if you get too close and you anchor, you want to make sure that you're not in the surf zone so that you basically stop your boat from drifting. If for some reason you lose power, and you're able to, you know, deploy your anchor before you get caught in a surf zone, which would not be good because it's happened before.
I'm sure.
We've had to perform rescues, and it gets very dicey. But ground tackle, a good anchor, a good scope, making sure you have plenty of line, making sure you have flares to indicate that you have an emergency. If that's the case, if for some reason you can't get a hold of us, a GPS is always a recommendation, depending on what kind of boat you have. But you want to know your coordinates, because that's one of the first things you're going to be asked if you ever need help, is where exactly are you? And it's very difficult, depending on the sea state, to go out and say, oh, I'm right here. I know a lot of people describe their area, oh, I'm right in front of the Midway. Well, the Midway, even in San Diego Bay, that's a large area. So having coordinates is going to help us get emergency service to you faster and sooner.
Zoom in there. All right. Hey, Mario, good
question.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Jeff, on the foundation, what are some of the goals that you have? I know you're just getting started with this San Diego Heart Police Foundation. What are some of the goals that you have for future events and things that you're going to do with the San Diego Heart Police Foundation?
Yeah, great. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about our foundation. Basically, we're like a three-legged stool, you know, where we're working on human trafficking is a big initiative for us.
Human trafficking?
Human trafficking is big because San Diego Harbor, where the police have jurisdiction, the airport, are basic hotbeds. They're really centers for human trafficking. Plus, within the jurisdiction of the Harbor Police, you've got 19 major hotels around the water. So this is where it happens. So we're really putting a large emphasis on human trafficking. We have a three-year, $450,000 funding challenge that's ongoing right now, and that'll be including things like awareness. So we're going to be training the airport workers and vendors. We're going to be working with the hotels and training their people in the restaurants surrounding the harbor, who come in contact with tourists and people that potentially are involved in human trafficking. And there's a real shift in that trafficking language that's being used now. It used to be that, you know, the law enforcement looked at these women and now young men who are involved in this criminal activity as participants, as criminals themselves. But there's a real shift in law enforcement to look at them as victims, which is really what they are. So we want to get in there and make sure that not only can we interrupt this criminal activity with sting operations, extra training for the police officers, and all of that, but we need to have resources outside of that where we can direct and assist these victims into getting out of this this horrible environment they're in. The next thing we're working on is our mentoring program, and that's with Grace W. Perkins Elementary School. We talked on that just briefly. So we've adopted that school in the Barrio Logan area of San Diego, where they have, I think I mentioned, they've got about a 40% homelessness issue that's going on there. So we're working directly with the school and the officials and the students. We kicked off with our Fish with a Cop program, which was really successful. I think
you're going to do that again?
Oh, that was the first annual, and we hope to have it even bigger next year, maybe have two boats to go out.
Great.
You know, we're running out of cops.
Well, they got to work, right?
That's right. They got
to
work.
And
let's recruit right here today. So if you want to be a harbor police officer, make sure you give us a call. So that's the first annual for that one. But then we're doing some more follow-on work with that elementary school. It's not just take kids out for an opportunity on the water to go fishing and catch, what was it, 110 fish they caught?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. These
kids, a good day.
These kids, and they all got to kiss a fish, and, you know, we had some really
awesome,
great moments, and a lot of relationships started forming. But it was just the beginning. And you can't do one of these programs, a mentorship for these young kids, unless there's follow-on. So we're going to be working really heavily on getting the officers in the school on a regular basis. The plan is for they have nine grades. They're K through eighth grade, and two classes for each grade. So we're going to have an officer volunteering for each one of those classrooms, and then they'll follow that classroom all the way through through graduation. And so there'll be that continuity. That relationship hopefully will be strong.
Fantastic.
I dig that, man. That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Plus, we're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Lots more information coming your way right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego Radio.com Sports Station.
Hi, I'm catcher Austin Hedges of the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
2-0 Padres. RBI double. Austin Hedges, a six-game hitting streak.
And you're listening to the home of the Padres, 97.3 The Fan.
This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Entercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
G'day folks, Damon Olsen from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot, It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.